Relegators, mount up. All right, welcome back to season two of the Relegators podcast. I'm Phil, and this is my best bud, Carl, and we go over top tier promotion relegation in English soccer. Carl, how was your summer?
Buddy, it's been a wild summer. I've learned how to skateboard not very well. I've got a couple injuries.
The kids at the skate park showing you up.
Yeah, a lot of little brats that want to step up, and unfortunately a lot of them are actually bigger than me, so that's not very fun. So I've been humbled at the skate park. I've also learned to have an affinity for frozen yogurt.
You like frozen yogurt? I missed that. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I've become a big fan of frozen yogurt, or
Yeah.
froyo. Some people call it froyo.
TCBY.
Yeah, TC. I'm actually trying to get a franchise started. A TCBY, but we'll see. But yeah, it's been a good summer. What about you?
Yeah. Kind of uneventful. It's been super hot here in Eugene, but just doing the grind thing, enjoying the weather, enjoying all the Oregonians complaining about how hot it is. And I told them all to shut the fuck up because they always complain about how cold the winters are, and I'm just sick of hearing it.
I mean, that's the thing about weather is like nobody's ever happy. Like,
Also, when you're in Oregon, you learn that nobody's ever happy, like no matter when it is. Spring, fall, there's always something going on with the weather that somebody's not happy about. I've just learned to live with it. I just rub it in their face. When it's 90 degrees out, I tell them I love this weather. I'm from California. Like, what's wrong with you?
No, yeah, I mean, it's the same way here in San Luis Obispo, which is like the most perfect weather you could ever imagine. Like, it's so consistent. But then if it's like windy a little bit, or if it's slightly cloudy, then people are just like, oh, this weather sucks. And I'm just like, geez, I mean, what more do you want?
Right. That's how I feel. That's how I feel. Well, Carl, let's get started. The championship, EFL championship, starts next week. So we want to do a little preview. Basically, we're just going to go over some of the transfers that happened this summer and look at some odds of promotion, relegation in each of the leagues. So we're going to get started in the championship. I wanted to start with some championship teams that pretty much were just focusing on the teams that got relegated from the Premier League last year. They are generally the favorite to get promoted back up the season following. So we're going to check that out. We're also going to look at some Stoke City, some Nottingham, some Tottenham transfers, and then we'll also get into some Premier League transfers that happened, and we're just gonna try and see what we like, see what we don't like. Maybe we don't have an opinion on it at all, but I just wanted to kind of go through it. So we're gonna start. I have these all on my spreadsheet. The spreadsheet is so large, it's stupid, but we're gonna go through it in chronologically. Semi sort of. I've got it separated into championship and premier, so I might go back and forth a little bit. But we'll start June 4th. The big signing out of Ipswich Town, going to Chelsea, going to London, Liam Delap, a big player that we watched last season, had a wonderful campaign, and Chelsea took notice and they signed him for £30 million.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great signing for Chelsea. Kind of a funny thing about this is so we had the Club World Cup this summer, which
Yep.
Chelsea won.
Yep.
And
No, they won Champions League. Yeah, I'm sorry, you're correct. They won the Club World Cup. I'm sorry, I'm getting
Club World Cup.
It's day one, Carl. Give me a break. It's spring training for everybody, folks.
We're just rounding into shape. But what's funny is that they also got Chelsea also got Joao Pedro.
Yes, that is on my list.
And so Delap, who, yeah, we I think we both loved Delap for Ipswich last year, and I think he made a big difference for them. But he went to Chelsea, and I think it was kind of like, all right, this is gonna be your spot. And then they signed Joao Pedro, who basically plays in the same spot.
Yep, and that was going to be my question for you. You think he's going to sub in for Zhao or maybe play some of the lesser games when Zhao needs a rest?
Yeah, I mean, well, if Joao plays like he did at the Club World Cup, then he has no choice,
I
because
agree, Zhao. And just for the record, Chelsea took out the top club of the season who actually did win the Champions League, Paris Saint-Germain. In that final. So, big time victory for Chelsea.
which is incredible, because I mean, yeah, Paris Saint-Germain,
They were killing the field throughout the
everything.
whole tournament.
Everything. I mean, not before the tournament, just everything too. And
Yeah.
what's crazy is that, like, Paris Saint-Germain is a team that had Messi, Neymar, and Mbappe on the same team. They never.
Never won a goddamn
Yeah.
thing
What the hell happened?
other than Ligue 1.
Yeah, which nobody fucking cares about.
Nobody cares.
Nobody. So that's crazy that after having all those legends on the team, like now all of a sudden they're golden. But Chelsea just came kind of out of nowhere, because I mean, in the Premier League last year they played well, but like it was only for a
Played
time.
well, kind of dipped off. They were in second there for a while, dipped out. Arsenal ended up taking second in the Premier. But they made Europe, they made the Champions League, so they'll be playing in the tournament this coming season. But yeah, and just for the record, Joao signed for £55 million. So
Nice.
yeah, a lot more than they signed Liam Delap. So I think they're gonna start with Joao.
Yeah, see how that goes.
Yep. Another signing, this one for Ipswich. They got defender Ashley Young from Everton. That was a free transfer, which means Everton did not re-sign Ashley Young, and so Ipswich did not have to pay the transfer fee on that one. Southampton just recently, a couple days ago, August 2nd, sold forward Aaron Ramsdale to Newcastle, who looks like they might be trying to find a forward to replace Isak, who is rumored to be sold, but Liverpool lowballed them. Newcastle wants £150 million for him, and Liverpool lowballed them for £110 million. That deal has fallen through as of right now, the fourth. So it doesn't look like Isak is going to Liverpool, but it looks like Newcastle might be preparing to have to replace him. Another sale, which we kind of already knew. Oh, where is it? I'm not seeing it. I might have to go to it later when we talk Premier League. So scratch that. Another signing, Southampton sold defender Kyle Walker-Peters. Oh, actually, they didn't sell. He also went on a free transfer to East Ham United. And those are the big signings I have for our championship teams that were formerly Premier League last season.
Nice. Nice recap, Phil. By the way, who did Ipswich sign? Ashley.
Ipswich signed what? I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry.
Who signed you said someone signed someone named Ashley.
See, you make me go back into my notes. Yes, Ashley Young, defender, English defender, went on a free transfer, played for Everton last campaign.
No, we've talked about this though. What's his real name?
I don't remember.
Ashley Old.
Oh, God.
He's been around for ages and ages and ages. But yeah, all around good recap there. Yeah, I mean not really a whole lot to add.
Nope.
It's hard to know what else is going to transpire and what how these things are going to work out, but
Yeah, and I just tried to get some of the bigger signings. I mean, of course, there's a lot of smaller signings and loans and things of that nature when it comes to the championship. I didn't want to get everything because there's way too much, a little sensory overload. But I did want to talk about your favorite squad, Stoke
oh no.
City. No,
Why?
nothing bad, nothing bad. Just they got a loan from Man City, Divin Mumbama, a forward. He's joined the squad for the season, and they also got a loan from your other favorite team, Tottenham Hotspur, Ashley Phillips, a defender.
Yeah, I mean that could be something. I don't really know, honestly.
No, but I just wanted to give you your team. I wanted to talk about both of our teams. You have two, of course, so we'll definitely be talking about the Spurs when we come to the Premier side. But yeah, just little news for Stoke City. The
Yeah.
Potters needed some love.
That's exciting, and he's Mubama, President Barack Mubama. No, just kidding. Is on a season-long loan, so
It's
that's
Mubama.
yeah, I know. So he's Stoke City's new number nine. He's 20 years old, yeah, I hope that believe me, Stoke City needs some fresh blood.
Generate some offense.
Hopefully, well, that's the thing. I was watching a championship preview, and this guy, this very, very, very British guy with a hard to understand accent, went through his predictions from 24 to 1, and he predicted the Stoke at like 19th or 17th, and I was like, "That's fair. That's probably about
I mean,
where
that's
they'll be."
about what they finished. I don't remember exactly where they finished, but they were in the teens.
They were, yeah, it was around there, and but the main thing was that he said they don't really have any scoring threats, so hopefully, President Barack Obama can add some goal scoring threat.
Let's only hope. I do. I think I remember that Stoke did have a problem with their offense last season, so that does make sense. The last note I have for the championship, just a couple Americans, a few, excuse me, I got three of them. Patrick Aubameyang went from Charlotte FC to Derby County for £5.8 million. George Campbell went from another MLS team, CF Montreal, to East, oh no, I almost said East Ham. No, West Brom for undisclosed amount. And Caleb Wiley, defender from Chelsea, got loaned to Watford. So those are the American moves in the championship.
Yeah, so I know that Caleb Wiley has been kind of on the fringes of the U.S. men's national team. Adjumong played in the Gold Cup as our striker for pretty much the whole thing under Pochettino, and apparently he sucked. That's just international form. Like, his club form was different, and so yeah, I got the transfer to Derby, and we're gonna see how it goes. I'm excited for him.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Not in this, maybe you know, Carl, in your notes. I didn't get it. I thought I heard Sargent made a move. Or who was the,
Josh?
yeah, Josh Sargent. I thought maybe I heard he moved, or who was our forward on Leeds?
Oh, Aronson?
Aaronson, I thought maybe I heard him move. Let's check. I'm just
No,
looking it up
he's
real
still there,
quick.
I'm pretty sure.
Nope, looks like Sargent is still in Norwich. And
Pretty sure Aronson is still in Leeds too.
yeah, especially with them going getting promoted, I'm sure he didn't move. Yep, still on Leeds. So I am must have been dreaming.
I mean, he should have moved if they went up the Premier League because he hasn't done shit for a long time. So they should have left his ass in the fucking championship.
All right.
They should have sent his ass to Plymouth.
Should is this? All right, Carl. On that note, let's move to the Premier League.
Hit the music. Forgot my line.
Spring training for all of us,
Spring
folks.
training. Yeah, it's early. One
All
goddamn
right.
hit.
One goddamn hit. All right. Big notes in the Premier League. We'll start with the three promoted teams. July 1st, first day, Millwall sold Zian Fleming to Burnley. He was already playing with Burnley, so that seemed like a loan to buy situation. Also, Jadon Antony with Burnley was officially sold from Bournemouth, another loan to buy situation. They both played with Bournemouth the season before. They are now official Clarets. And so, yeah, those are the big signings as far as some, or the first big signings, I should say. We also had, as I go through this, Sunderland sold keeper Tom Watson to Brighton for £10 million, so they got some extra cash. Also sold Joe Bellingham to Borussia Dortmund. Excuse me, I'm sorry. They also sold Joe Bellingham to Borussia Dortmund for 27.8 million euros. So it looks like Sunderland's trying to cash in on the Premier League experience this season. They did sign for an undisclosed amount Simon Adingra, forward from Brighton. And that's going to be about it for them. Leeds United bought keeper Lucas Perry from Lyon for 16 million euros. And that's going to be about it. Everything else is Burnley. Burnley. Bought Bashir Humphreys, defender from Chelsea, for an undisclosed amount. Jadon Antony, I said. Another defender, Kyle Walker, they purchased from Man City for an undisclosed amount. So it looks like Burnley very much trying to keep up that back line that led them to so much success last campaign. They did sell keeper James Trafford, however, for £27 million to Man City. So hopefully that back line keeps up, and maybe they can keep a, they have a decent keeper in mind for them this campaign.
Yeah, I mean, Burnley, Jadon Anthony, that's a big
Keeping
one.
Anthony and Delap are huge for them.
You want to run that one back again?
Keeping Anthony and, if I have my mouse working, and Fleming are huge
And
for them.
Fleming, yeah. I was like, who's he talking about?
Shut up.
Yeah, shut your face. No, but yeah, Anthony. Like I would talk shit about him occasionally as not being able to finish, but that guy was a menace on the right side, and Zian Fleming was amazing.
Yeah,
I
came in as
thought.
a super sub a lot. He wasn't always starting, but scored a lot, especially coming off the bench.
Yeah, the headers, just kind of creating havoc,
Yeah,
like,
he's got a nose for it. You know what they say?
yeah, and like in the box, set pieces, things like that, like he just finds a way. Losing the goalkeeper, what was the name, Trafford?
Yes, James Trafford.
Yeah, that'll be interesting, because it seemed like he was a pretty important part of their squad. And
You think they're putting their money in that back line, that back four? I mean, it's they just added two Premier League defenders. I don't know enough about the players to say whether they were starting. It seems like they probably weren't. They were probably on the bench. But I mean, they had the strongest back line in championship history, it seemed like last season, and they added two more cogs to that wheel.
I don't think so. I think once they get back into the big leagues, it'll be a rough go. And I'd be surprised if they stay up, honestly. Even with the additions they made, I think that they're playing at a different level. And what do they say? Yeah, the tallest, little person. That was
Thank
them
you.
this championship. Yeah,
Thank you.
I held back. Tallest little person. That was them in the championship last season. So I don't like their odds of staying up. What about you?
I do, but we'll talk about that later. We'll get
All
into
right.
that a little bit later. Final news from the promoted teams. I just have Leeds buying midfielder Sean Longstaff from Newcastle. That's an undisclosed amount. And they bought Lucas Paris, goalkeeper from Lyon. Oh, did I mention that already? For
No.
16 million euros. Brazilian goalkeeper. Oh, I did want to mention this. It looks like Leeds is doing a little investing for the future. It might be Perry. I put the French accent on it, acento, but it's actually he's Brazilian. 19 years old, and it looks like Leeds is kind of putting him. He might not be starting this campaign. They might be holding on to him to develop him, but a very strong signing for them. A lot of money for a 19-year-old keeper, and
Wow.
I think they're looking for the future. So that's good news out of Leeds.
Yeah, did you also see they also lead signed this guy, Anton Stach?
I don't have that in my notes.
He's a big German midfielder, ball winner. I watched a video of him. I guess he played at like Hoffenheim, I think. And he looked like a pretty badass kind of a midfielder that could like steal possession, and I think with a team like Leeds coming up and having to survive in the Premier
Well,
League,
yeah, and if it's the same leads as last season, they're gonna try and outscore you.
yeah, but they're gonna need something else in the middle of the field.
Right. Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. They're gonna want to get that possession, midfield. Fighting for possession there. They're gonna want to retain the ball, try and keep the other team from getting into that final third of the field. So.
Yeah, so do you know how tall this Anton Strach?
6'6".
Nah, he's kind of short. He's more my height. He's 6'4".
You fucking wish.
Yeah, I do.
All right. The only other things I have coming out of the Premier League, I wanted to talk about both of our squads. You, of course, Tottenham Hotspur. Me, of course, Nottingham Forest. Tottenham, been in the news.
Yeah.
Real quick, they purchased Matthias Tell, forward from Bayern Munich, for 35 million euros. They definitely needed some offensive force. They also got a midfielder, Mohamed Kudus, from East Ham United for 55 million pounds. Another big signing for them. And João Palhinha, midfielder, again from Bayern Munich, on loan. This time. So they definitely tried to bulk up for sure. The biggest news coming out of Tottenham, Sun Heung-min has officially left the club, is reportedly signing with LAFC for $26 million. So he will be coming to the MLS and be leaving Tottenham Hotspur after 10 seasons. And the big news, my Nottingham Forest
Uh-oh.
reportedly was going to sell Captain Morgan Gibbs-White
Oh, yeah.
to the Spurs for £60 million. But no, they put the kibosh on that. They said that Tottenham was tampering, basically. They pulled the deal. They said, kiss our ass. We're keeping Captain Morgan. And I'm very proud of my Forest.
I think that's an absolute slander on Tottenham. They would never do something so heinous as to tamper with Captain Morgan. But I'll be honest, I thought it was going to be a good move to get him. Tottenham's done great moves this summer, and I think that they're gonna finish top seven, I'm gonna say.
Wow, I'm putting that. Hold on. I've got to put that. Carl, Tottenham, top seven.
This
Okay.
could be the year.
I'm putting that there. I definitely want to re-evaluate that later. Definitely. The only other news for my Nottingham Forest sold defender Tyler Bindon to Sheffield. Oh, excuse me, loaned Tyler Bindon to Sheffield. We also sold Lewis O'Brien, a midfielder, to newly promoted Wrexham United. Get excited to follow Wrexham this season,
Oh
Carl.
boy.
Oh, I know. You're gonna fucking love it.
Oh fuck. I hate the fanfare behind Wrexham. It
Yeah, yep. That I mean,
just
that's what happens when you put a documentary with Ryan Reynolds in it.
yeah. I'm hoping that they finish mid-table and they just kind of fade in the background. Because
Well, we'll get into the odds. They are not the favorite to get promoted out of the newly promoted squads coming from League Two. There is a big time favorite coming out of League Two that you might be surprised in. You might not, but you might. Another big sale for Forest. Anthony Elanga had a wonderful campaign with us last season.
Oh no.
He went to Newcastle United for £52 million. We did make a decent signing, Dan Adoye from Bologna. I believe Bologna is going to be in Serie A, and that was a 40 million euro purchase for Forest.
Yeah, I believe that's the Oscar Mayer sponsored team.
Nailed it.
That was a terrible joke. Sorry.
I loved it. And that is all the transfer news I got. Any big transfers that you wanted to talk about, Carl? There's plenty of big money ones. We don't have to talk about teams that we're following. Just big time premier transfers that you were really happy to see or sad to see or you think maybe can affect a squad or not. Like one, for example, Trent Alexander-Arnold leaving Liverpool for Real Madrid. Liverpool has been on a spending spree this offseason, but they definitely earned some money with him. I don't have the amount that he was sold for, but that is a huge loss for Liverpool. Any other signings like that?
Are you talking Premier League?
Yeah, anywhere. Doesn't matter. I mean,
Yeah.
let's not go La Liga or
Yeah. Trent Alexander-Arnold, that's a big one. He's been kind of a stalemate in Liverpool for a while, so that's like a little bit surprising. But I guess I'd say Birmingham FC which is new to the championship.
Yep, recently promoted, won League Two last season.
Yeah, and they have a minority owner. Can you guess the name?
Birmingham, was that JJ Watt? Was that his squad? I don't remember.
No, it was a much more accomplished, famous player. NFL quarterback.
Tom Brady.
Yep.
Okay.
And so I looked at the Birmingham FC roster yesterday, and they have a lot of Asian players, a lot of skilled ones, which I thought was kind of interesting because Tom Brady has never thrown a pass to an Asian player. So I was like, all right, that's different. But,
Well, you know they don't have to catch in soccer, right?
then how did they score? One of the big things, Sunderland is up in the Premier League now. Can you guess how much they've spent in the transfer window?
No, I think most of my. They did some spending, I want to say. We were just talking about it. Let me look at my sheet. No, no spending.
They did more than some.
What do you got?
98 million.
Oh yeah, good for them.
Yeah, no, I'm super stoked. Like I'm rooting for them now, you know. I want to see, I mean, I was rooting for them anyway, but you know, I want to see any team that came up stay up, because that seems to be the tough thing to do nowadays, is if you come up,
Right.
you get, you know, demoted right the fuck back down. So good on Sunderland for spending that money. We'll see if it leads to anything, but
Yeah, I hope honestly that all three teams make it that got promoted into the Premier League just because we've been following them all last season. And like I mean, you brought it up multiple times last season. The fact that everyone just kind of goes up and then goes back down. So yeah, I would like to see all three teams make it competitive for everybody and get some new blood in there, you know?
totes my goats.
Cool. Anything else before we move on?
No, I think I'm ready to move on.
All right. So let's move on to the DraftKings portion of this pod. I'm going to give you some odds on the championship teams
Oh
for
no.
promotion.
Not this again.
Oh, yeah, buddy. We're back.
Maybe. Okay. All right. Just go ahead. I don't know if you want to remind everyone of how the results went last year, but it was
It
not good.
wasn't great. I don't remember how it finished. We'll go over that next week. I'll have to pull it up. I don't have that information in front of me right now, although I probably should have.
I got my ass kicked
Yeah, you did. It wasn't great, that's
like
for
that one
sure.
time that I took you down.
That one time.
Yeah, I ta so I for everyone who doesn't know, one time Phil was standing up and I was standing up, and I just decided to tackle Phil, and I took him down, and he refused to admit that happened, and he says, no, I fell on top of you. And
Yeah, you are misremembering this 100%. You tried to lift me up. You lifted me up from like below my ass. You bear hugged below my ass to get the leverage. You picked me up as much as you could, and then I completely collapsed on you like someone chopping down a tree and having it fall on them.
no matter what, it was a great bit of fun.
It was a lot of fun. That was a great day. But yeah, I'm not. If you are the padding in my fall, I refuse to say you took me down. I never touched the ground, to be honest.
I mean, have you seen how skinny I am? Calling me padding is kind of stretching it.
Again, I never touched the ground.
All right. Well, you will someday.
Bring it.
All right, let's move on.
All right, so I have here the odds. I have 10 teams in the championship. These are their odds for promotion. We're going to pick a couple teams, most likely the favorites, and then we need to have one long shot. So one of the bottom five teams we'll have to pick, and we'll each get three choices for promotion from championship on to Premier League. Number one favorite, Ipswich at plus 110. Southampton plus 175. Sheffield United plus 200, as well as Birmingham, newly promoted Birmingham plus 200. That's what we talked about that earlier today. I wanted to bring that up to you to have you see that. The fact that I think Birmingham is on back-to-back promotions,
Yeah,
and
that's.
they are a favorite to move on yet again, which is really surprising.
That's crazy.
Underneath Birmingham, we have Leicester and Coventry, both at plus 400. Underneath them, Norwich at plus 550. Middlesbrough, another plus 550. West Bromwich Albion at plus 600. And another back-to-back promotion team, Wrexham, your favorite, Carl, at plus 650. Brings in the top 10 favorites. So Birmingham and Wrexham both on back-to-back promotions, looking to get promoted yet again, which I don't think will happen. Hopefully not for Wrexham. Not because I'm a Wrexham hater, but they've kind of gotten too much glory. You know, everyone else is working hard for their shit. Meanwhile, Wrexham gets the Deadpool, and all of a sudden they're moving up every year. So.
Yeah, I mean the Hollywood money.
Yeah, definitely.
It would be crazy to see Wrexham do it
Or Birmingham,
again.
for that matter.
Or yeah, I mean I'm now a Birmingham fan. I'd rather I want to see them stomp the shit out of Wrexham.
It. I love it. They did win League Two last season, so they are better than Wrexham as far as points go. In the campaign last season.
League
So who
One.
knows how much better they are this season, but I mean, we have 46 games to go, so we're gonna find out.
Yeah, but yeah, I think Wrexham, I mean, they seem like a mid-table team to me, which would still be great, like for them. If they climbed, or Birmingham climbed up to the top, that would be shocking. But everyone seems to think that Birmingham is gonna ascend to the top of the table, which is nuts.
Yeah, I think that's crazy too. I think maybe a lot of it has to do with momentum. They're just kind of picking some teams. This is Vegas, you know, they want to get some bets going. So who knows?
Yeah.
Okay, Carl, me and you, we will alternate picking squads. Again, you can pick two favorites in the top five, but you have to pick one semi-underdog. The bottom five of those teams that I listed. And you can go ahead and start. We're going to put $100 on each team out of our 1,000 that we start with for the season. So, well, actually, let's start 1,500 because we're going to have six picks today with three in the championship and three Premier League teams getting relegated. So that'll drop us down to 900 before we get into this week's action. So we'll start at 1,500 this season. You go ahead and start us off with your first team you think is going to get promoted.
Okay, sounds good. I think that my first team is Ipswich Town. Yeah, they got knocked down last season. But I think that they've looked good. They've been playing some
You just fucking love Ed Sheeran that much.
I forgot about Ed Sheeran, our buddy, our
Your
Ginger.
buddy.
My ginger buddy, but they look good, really good in the preseason friendlies. They've been kicking the shit out of everybody. So I'm gonna go Ipswich number one.
Okay, my first pick, you just talked about him. I'm gonna go Southampton.
Why is that?
I like their squad. You told me they spent, or no, you were talking Sunderland. God, I'm an idiot. No, I like them. I don't like Ipswich. I think Ipswich is gonna do kind of like Luton did and fall again. I don't care how much money Ed Sheeran is putting in
Ouch.
to them. Yeah, I don't see them getting promoted. I'm skipping over that number one, and I'm going straight to the number two favorite.
So you're going Saints. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, cool. I think that pick sucks after watching them for the Premier League last season and being so. No, hang on.
Didn't they like not win a single home game the entire campaign?
Yeah, so I got tortured by having to watch Southampton for an entire Premier League season, so I have not forgiven them. So, fuck Southampton. I hope they finish in at least seventh out of the playoff places. And that's all I got to say about that one.
All right. Well, it's your turn. I'd love it if you pick Southampton as your second team.
That, you know what? You almost tricked me into doing that. But no. So for second place, I'm gonna go with Leicester City.
Yeah, I was looking at them as well.
Yeah, I
No
mean,
Vardy, right? Where'd Vardy end up at?
I don't know. Is he still? I mean, I thought he retired.
He retire? I'm looking it up right now. Jamie Vardy, current team Leicester City. I thought he was done at Leicester. Maybe he did retire.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's like
Also, side note, Vardy's wife, smoke show.
really?
Yeah, buddy.
I mean, I'd hope so. Being a legend that won a Premier League championship, I'd hope you'd have a decent looking wife. But
Yeah, no, I agree with that. She's also on the outs with Wayne Rooney's wife. I don't know if you ever heard that drama.
oh no. What?
Yeah, Wayne Rooney's wife, she had a leak. So one of her someone in her friend group was leaking all this information about her and Wayne Rooney, and she started sending Jamie Vardy's wife some fake texts, and then they were making it out to the media. So that's how she smoked out that Jamie Vardy's wife was a snitch.
No. Rooney's wife sounds like a nice lady.
Fat granny shagger.
Friendship ruiner, Shagger.
All right, my second pick. I'm gonna go with the Bladesmen. I'm gonna take Sheffield United. They
Oh, I
got
forgot
really
about them.
close. Yeah, they got really close last season, kind of fell short. I mean, obviously they fell short, but they were up there in second place for they might have been even first place for like a week or two, and then they just kind of fell off at the end and completely shit the bed in the playoffs. But yeah, I think Sheffield's gonna do it this season. I got them making it up.
Yeah, I mean they were up there for pretty much the entire season, kind of oscillating between like first and fourth or so. And then they made it into the playoffs, and then Sunderland, finished them off with a miracle finish, pretty much.
Yeah, the
So, I mean,
stadium alight.
yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, but Sheffield, there was a miracle way for them to not make it into the Premier League. So they could be right there. I could see it happening. And from what I've heard, they're still a pretty strong squad. But I just do not like Sheffield United, so I'm just gonna say that and stick with that.
You don't want that greasy chip booty?
No, I so okay, this season we both have to make that sandwich and eat it at the same time while recording. Can you commit to that?
What? Say that again?
Can you commit to eating, making and eating that sandwich and recording it?
Never, never.
No?
I'd have to lose a bet to eat that shit.
Come on,
No,
buddy.
maybe we'll bet a greasy chip booty, but I'm not eating that fucking trash. That
I mean,
sounds.
yeah, I don't blame you, but okay, let's make it a bet.
Okay.
If
The winner of the DraftKings challenge at the end of the season.
Oh God.
Yeah,
All right, you're on, buddy. Loser has to eat a greasy chip booty.
okay, I'm putting it in.
All right.
Okay, it's in. All right, Carl, third and final choice. You got Leicester plus 400. That's pretty close to the bottom five. That's the bottom six. So I'll give that as your long shot if you want to go with a more of a favorite, but if you want to go more of a long shot, you're more than welcome to as well.
You know, this is tough. Like, I kind of want to go with another long shot. I kind of want to go with Stoke City, of course, because I'm a huge Stoke supporter.
I don't even have their odds down, but I can find them right now for you.
They're probably not good.
Plus 1,000.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, those are crazy. So I'm gonna go with Birmingham.
Okay, so you're going to take Leicester as your long shot. We'll go Birmingham plus 200.
Yeah, I think there's a reason that they're being propped up. You know, their owners have spent a lot of money. And you know, Tom Brady, our boy, our favorite quarterback, is behind them as well as many others. And so I think it's gonna be a good season for Birmingham.
Nope, I like it. I like it. My third and final pick, I'm gonna pick Coventry, also plus 400, along with Leicester City, who you had. So that's gonna be my long shot. Coventry, Lampard's gonna do it this season. He's gonna get back to the Premier League, and he's gonna get his revenge on Chelsea.
That's a good pick. I can't fault you for that one. I mean, yeah, they were right there last season, and at times it looked like the most dangerous team in the
Yeah,
championship.
well, I think they had like a big, how do you say, losses, non-losing streak. They won or drew,
Well put,
like,
Phil.
huh?
Non-losing streak.
Well, how do you say it?
Undefeated streak.
Sure, undefeated streak.
Yes, and you know, yes, and they also have an American striker, Haji Wright, or they did.
Haji Wright. I think he's still there, but he might have moved. I'm trying to remember if he was on my list. He wasn't there. Let me throw it in real quick. And I'll tell you. I believe he's still there, but I could be wrong.
He is.
Oh, he is? Okay.
Yeah, just found him.
Cool. Yep. I know he was big in the Gold Cup this season, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Okay, Carl, let's move to the Premier League and let's pick the three teams we think are going to get relegated. First on the list, your team Sunderland, who spent so much money, minus 290 to get relegated this season. Burnley right behind them at minus 280. Leeds even, one plus 100 to get relegated. Brentford plus 300, Wolves plus 320, East Ham United plus 550, Everton plus 700, and Crystal Palace bringing up the top eight also at plus 700.
Yeah. So, yes, easy to as we've talked about, go for the three bottom finishers to get re-relegated, I guess they you could say. I kind of want to go away from that. I mean, it's definitely likely. I mean, I don't know which one is the most likely. I'd probably say Burnley, but what do you think?
No, I think I'm gonna go away from the three that got promoted. I mean,
Okay.
maybe I'll pick Sunderland, but I like Burnley. I like what they've done. I like Leeds. Sunderland, you kind of convinced me with their spending, but the odds, when Vegas says they're that bad, I might go with Sunderland in this. You want me to start since you started the last one?
Yeah, why don't you go ahead and start us off?
Okay, I'll start with Sunderland. That's my first team to get relegated. I talked myself into it as we spoke. I don't think I'm gonna go with Burnley or Leeds, but yeah, Sunderland, I'll take the easy money minus 290.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? I gotta agree with you there. Even though they spent almost 100 million, I just don't think it's gonna be enough for them to compete with the big dogs. And I think Leeds and Burnley are a cut above them.
Yeah, I think out of the three, Sunderland is definitely the worst.
Yeah. So I'm gonna have to agree with you there. Sunderland go back down,
You're
unfortunately.
also going to take Sunderland?
Yep.
Okay. My second pick, I am going to pick East Ham United. They had a terrible campaign last season, only to be outdone by Tottenham and Man United. But I didn't forget East Ham. You're not out of the woods. I think you are getting relegated, and I don't even think it's going to be close.
Wow, that's a pick I didn't expect, but I'm pretty impressed by your choice there because I don't think that you're far off. You know, just looking at this table, I guess I want to pick as my second team Burnley.
So, you go on the two favorites.
I mean, yeah, I got to.
I mean, they're both minus odds. You're not going to get any money off of them at the end of the year, but I mean, it's still positive money if you get them. And I mean, I don't blame you.
Yeah, I mean, Burnley.
Their scoring is going to be a problem. I can almost guarantee
Yeah, it's gonna be a
Burnley's
huge.
scoring is going to be a problem.
It's gonna be a
They
huge
started
drop.
scoring at the end of the campaign last season, though.
They did, but I mean, with the step up, that ramp up in competition is not gonna be good for them.
Agreed. I agree. All right, my third and final team. It wouldn't be a Relegators podcast if we didn't talk about our boy, our favorite, Jose Sa. Wolves getting relegated. Jose Sa is going to get four penalties and allow four goals. He's going to have a dumpster fire of a season, and I am gonna love every single second of it. It's gonna be wonderful. I can't wait to see Wolves get relegated at the end of the season.
Oh my goodness. How could you say that about our boys? Especially our one boy, Jose Saw. That guy is probably my favorite player of all time.
He's exciting, that's for sure.
He creates drama, positive and negative, mostly negative for his team. For that reason, I hope that he's just good enough to not get benched, and he can stick around and at least play, and we can watch him fuck up like sometimes, and then see what happens. But I don't want him to go away.
No, I want him in there. I want him in there.
Yeah. But you think it's going to be bad enough for them to get relegated?
Yeah, I mean, the guy had three penalties in a game, committed three penalties in a game. So,
What are you
I
talking about?
mean,
What are you laughing at? That's impressive.
yeah. Yeah, like it's impressive to hit three batters in an inning.
Yeah, this guy's like the Happy Gilmore of soccer.
Yeah, you ain't lying about that.
But all right, so you're going Wolves for
Yep,
this
and your
week.
final pick, you do need to pick someone out. You cannot pick Leeds. You can pick just about anybody else, but you can't pick Leeds. You need a little bit of a long shot.
Okay. So I've thought about this long and hard, and from researching the transfer window, the ins and outs of who's come and gone, I'm gonna go with Liverpool. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's a long shot. I mean, you're
that's
only losing $100. That's the good news about it. You ain't gonna win nothing on it, but you're only losing $100.
yeah. So I want to go a little bit long, obviously.
Name me your sex tape.
Fuck it. I'm going Bournemouth.
Bournemouth. Wow, I didn't even have him on the list. Let me pull that up real quick. Bournemouth plus 900. Big long
Woo!
shot there.
There we go. I wanted to go Everton. But I think Bournemouth's been like kind of like floating around, like above, punching above their weight. And I think gravity's gonna catch up to them.
Yeah, I mean, you could have taken. I mean, Tottenham's only plus 150, Bournemouth plus 900. You could have gone a lot of ways there. You went. Oh wait, I had it. Oh shit, I had it on the wrong. I had to finish top six. I'm sorry. Bournemouth. Oh, plus 900 to be relegated. So they have the same amount of odds to get relegated as they do to make top six this season.
Yeah, mid-table, I'd say.
Yeah, I think Vegas sees it just the way you do.
That's what the odds say.
All right, Carl. Good picks. I do have one more for you. Earlier tonight, you told me Tottenham is going to finish top seven. I don't have odds on top seven, but I do have odds on top six plus 150. You want to put $100 down on that?
For top seven,
Top six.
top six. Oh, for
Yeah, I don't have odds for top seven, but I have odds for top six. So plus 150 for Tottenham to make top six.
yes, I do. That's a yes.
Cool. All right, because you put down an extra bet, I will also put down an extra bet. Let's
Are you gonna
see.
bet on Forest?
I think I am gonna put a little cash down. I'm gonna take Chelsea to finish top two plus 300.
Wow.
Yep, that'll be my little wager side by side with you.
So who's going to be above them? Liverpool or
I think
Arsenal?
Liverpool, yeah. And
Or
that's where
Man
the
City?
bet. I mean, Arsenal looks really good. Man City, you have to expect, is not going to be as bad as they were last campaign. So that's where the odds come in on Chelsea. But I really like the way Chelsea looks. I like the way they look in the Club World Cup. I think they got some key players, and I think they're going to be pretty good this season. So.
Bro, I'll make another bet with you that Arsenal finish above Chelsea.
I mean,
If you want to. We don't have to.
how are we gonna make that bet?
I don't know. We don't have to. Let's just move on.
Okay, let's move on to this week's action, Carl. It's gonna start Friday night at St. Andrews with Birmingham hosting Ipswich Town. Carl, the very first game is gonna be a DraftKings match of the week. Are you stoked?
Oh shit, here we go. Yes, I am. I
We
can't
are
wait.
getting started right away, Carl. Straight up, we have Birmingham plus 150, Ipswich plus 190, a draw is plus 230. Draw no bet, Birmingham minus 135, Ipswich plus 105.
Yeah, I mean, this gets us right out of the gate pretty quick with two pretty evenly matched teams.
Yep.
So I'm gonna go for Birmingham. Straight
You're gonna
up.
take him straight up or draw no bet?
Straight up.
Same here. Plus 150. How much you want to put on it?
You know what? I'm gonna try to learn from you from last season and go with a straight 100.
Cool. We got the same bet to start off the season. I'm not opposed to it. We can't do this all season, but I think
No.
no. It's fine. Sometimes we're gonna have the same bet, and I'm cool with it. Yeah, we'll do that. I think it's both of us. I think we both have the right idea. So next game Saturday we start at King Power Stadium. Southampton are. Why do I have Southampton Wrexham? That can't be right. It's not King Power Stadium. But it is Southampton at home against Wrexham. I have the stadium wrong. Where's Southampton play? Do you remember off the top of your head?
I think it's called the Mercedes-Benz Superdome.
Thanks, Carl. You're the best. Friends like these, I tell you. St. Mary's Stadium, of course. How
Was
could any of
close.
us forget? Shut up. Southampton hosting Wrexham. Southampton straight up minus 140. Wrexham plus 370. A draw is plus 275. Draw no bet. Southampton big favorites minus 360. Wrexham plus 250. Carl, who you got?
God, it would be so much fun to go with Wrexham in this one, but I think I gotta go with Southampton. Draw no bet.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
think I'm going to go Southampton straight up just to get the better odds. I do think Wrexham get a little bit of a rude awakening to start the season in the championship on the road.
Yeah, I mean they're playing a Premier League. Well, last season Premier League team. So it's not like
Right.
it's not like they're playing Plymouth or the Wayne Rooney the All Stars. So yeah, I'd say yeah, Southampton's got a stronger squad.
I think you are right. Next game, we're going to the CBS Arena where Coventry hosts Hull City. Carl, who you got in this one?
You know what? I'm gonna take Gear Boys and go Coventry.
Yep, I think Coventry got this. They are favorites in this. Not by a whole lot, about the same as the Southampton Wrexham game, but they are favorites nonetheless. I think you're right. I think Coventry at home take this Hull City, very back and forth team last season. Had some good wins, but they also had some really bad losses. Before we move on, Carl, we forgot to say how much we were going to put on the Southampton Wrexham game. How much did you want to put on that?
I'll go ahead and say 75.
75. I will do my 100. All right, Carl. Next game, we go to the Hawthorns. West Bromwich Albion host Blackburn Rovers, your favorite, the blue and whites. I can't wait to see those kits again this season. Who you got in this one, Carl?
I obviously hated Blackburn Rovers last season as a new soccer fan to the championship especially, but I'm gonna go on this one with, yeah, I still hate Blackburn, so I'm gonna go with West Brom. What about
Yeah,
you?
West Brom slight favorites in this -120 straight up, Blackburn +340. Obviously, who was our guy last season that started off with the hat trick?
Manja.
Maja, yeah.
Josh Manja. Josh
Josh
Magic.
Maj Maja. Yeah, let's start it off a little. Let's start it off a little with some fun. Let's go
Little
heads up in
spicy.
this one.
Little
I think I'm gonna
spicy.
take Blackburn on this one. We'll both do draw, no bet. If you choose West
Yeah.
Brom -295, Blackburn +215, draw, no bet.
Yeah, I'm right there with you.
Okay, who or how much do you want to put on this?
Hundo.
You want to do a hundo to start it off? Ooh, we're starting off fast and furious, folks. It's going to be an exciting season if we keep these going.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
But you know what? Fuck it. Let's go. Let's
let's do it. Let's start off the season right. Let's do it. I love it.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, why are we even here? You know?
That's right. It's fake money after all.
All right.
Forgot about that again.
Yeah. I mean, I forgot about it last season because of like good reasons. But now hopefully this year it'll be bad reasons for you. We'll
We'll
see.
see. We'll
We'll see.
see.
But yes, let's go.
All right, I've got it locked in. Next game, we go to Carrow Road. Norwich City hosts the Millwall Bricks. Carl, who you got in this one?
Oh my goodness. Two of my favorite teams.
Agreed. One of my favorite uniforms. I mean, not that Millwall's a favorite uniform, but I hate the canary yellow uniforms for sure. But I do love Josh Sargent. I always have to slow my Josh Sargent. Yeah, I like both of these squads very much. I'll just start this one off. I think Norwich take it at home. At the very least, I'd probably go draw no bet, but I don't think there's much going on here.
Yeah, so you don't like Norwich's uniforms.
No.
Just 'cause they're bright. And
I
you're
mean, yeah, I thought there was more behind that, but yes, to the canary yellow. I've never been a big fan of canary yellow.
Oh, I see. Okay, yeah. I get that. I mean they are very bright. This one's tough for me because I like Norwich and I like Millwall pretty much equally.
Yep, I'm with you.
But Norwich are at home, yeah.
Yep, Norwich at home and slight favorite, +105 to +270 straight up. Toronto bet Norwich -220, Millwall +165.
Norwich is up there, way out in the middle of nowhere in England, so it always scares me because it's like a traveling thing, and Millwall is from London. So I gotta go with Norwich on this one.
Yep, I think we are in agreement there. Next game, we go to Riverside Stadium, where Middlesbrough, one of our disappointing teams from last season, hosts Swansea. Who you got in this one?
Give me Swansea, baby.
You like Swansea in this? What if I told you the odds? Draw no bet, Middlesbrough -205, Swansea +155.
Yeah.
You still like the Swans in this?
Hell yeah.
All right, let's do it. Let's make another heads up game.
Oh, you're going,
I'll take the burrow.
you're taking the burrow?
Yep.
Dude. Let's go. Let's go.
$100 again.
Yeah.
That's good. This time you got the odds, as far as if you take that one, you get the bigger payout. And this time I get no payout if I win. But yeah, I think I'm taking the Borough over Swansea. You like those Welsh teams, though, don't you?
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's not too many of them that broach
Well, you know, Wrexham's in Wales.
right. So I'd like to see at least one of them like threaten to make the Premier League. I mean, I've seen Cardiff, but and also yeah. So I don't like Wrexham, so I'd rather be Swansea than.
Right. We'll cross that bridge when Wrexham and Swansea are in the Wales
Oh,
Derby.
absolute derby right there.
Let's see if there's a name for that. Wrexham versus
Yeah, I think it's called the
Swansea.
shithole derby.
not a traditional derby in the sense of being, while both teams are Welsh, their main historical rivals are different. Doesn't look like there's a name to that derby. Not
Yeah.
at least as Google AI can tell.
Yeah. Yeah, makes sense.
South Wales Derby. South Wales Derby.
Oh. Okay, so there is something.
Nope. Let's see. A local derby between Welsh Association football clubs, Cardiff and Swansea. So no, it doesn't look like there is a name for the derby.
Yeah, 'cause I think Wrexham is in like North Wales and Swansea is in like South Wales, I think.
Yeah, you could be right. I don't think Wales is big enough to have a north and south. I mean, obviously there are northwest, east, and south of every place, but when it's a 55-mile stretch, when the Gaza Strip is larger than your country, then I think it's not.
Yeah, fair enough. Okay.
Anyway, let's move on to the next game. We go to Bramall Lane, where Sheffield United hosts Bristol City, the Bladesmen versus the Robins. Who you got in this one?
Blades.
Yep, Blades, big time favorites in that. I'm with you.
Yep. I mean, you know,
And
I don't
I'm
like the
sorry, go ahead.
blades. I don't love the blades. Obviously, like I have a personal vendetta against them, but they're a strong team, and I think they're gonna be strong again this season.
Yeah, and they're big favorites this season, so I'm with you on that. Finally, we end Sunday at King Power Stadium, where Leicester City hosts Sheffield Wednesday. Sheffield Wednesday, big favorites to get relegated into League Two this year. I looked at that earlier, so just giving you a heads up on that one. Who you got? Oh, wow, the odds are terrible in this one.
Oh yeah, you know, no, like everything I've read and listened to, like I've watched some YouTube videos, They're like, Sheffield Wednesday is in huge financial trouble,
Yep.
and they're going down. Like,
Man, they had some good games last season. I kept thinking that they were gonna make a fight, and they never did. They kept losing even though they were scoring. Gosh, man, Sheffield Wednesday, you're in my heart, but I can't take you. Leicester City -5,000 draw no
oh
bet.
my God.
Sheffield Wednesday +1,100 in the draw no bet. So yeah,
That's.
I'm with you. I think Leicester take it. Uncle Vardy's gonna have something to say if he's playing in Sheffield Wednesday. We knew ye well.
No, Uncle Vardy's not playing. He
How do you know he's not playing?
retired from Leicester. He's just not playing for anybody else.
But I was just reading that there was transfer talks with him in Wrexham and other places. Are you sure he's not going to play in Leicester?
Yes, he's done at Leicester for the time being.
Okay,
But
I'll take you for your word, but I'm not so sure.
the crazy thing is, like, those odds of Sheffield
Minus
Wednesday,
5,000.
the -5,000, they're kind of like the reverse odds of Leicester winning the Premier League that one year in 2016
Yeah,
or whatever.
+5,000, 100%.
Yeah, so nuts. And yeah.
That was 2015. They are celebrating the 10-year anniversary of their Premier League championship in the championship.
Hey, let's go. Let's
All
go.
right, we're in the same boat there. We're gonna take Leicester on that one. All right, Carl. Well, it was a great first episode. Welcome to season two of the Relegators podcast. Carl, man, we had a great time last season. I can't wait for another campaign. Let's hope the Premier League gives us a little more excitement than it did last season. But let's hope for another exciting championship campaign. Man, we had fun with that last season, and I can't wait for to do it again.
Yeah, man, it was fun learning about the championship. That was something that I really didn't know about much, so it was cool to experience that. And I look forward to and I fell in love with it, actually. Like,
Same here, same here. I kept my Paramount Plus subscription so that I can watch the games, and I got Saturdays off now. Oh my God,
what?
Carl. Yeah, buddy, I
Dude,
got Saturday, Sundays off now. So me and you, dude.
I'm gonna have to move to Eugene so we can hang out and watch championship.
Yeah, come on up, dude. We're waiting for people like you. I mean, people like you, like multiracial. It's pretty white up here.
Oh yeah. Well, I don't think the rest of the people are waiting for me, but that's okay.
Well, I am, bro.
All right, bro. Well, we're gonna watch championship this season, either together or apart, we're gonna watch it.
Agreed. Agreed. And I can't wait for another exciting season, another fun campaign for us to go back and forth on. Man, dude, week one, I'm jacked, dude.
Let's
Let's go. Let's
go,
go.
bruh.
All right, Carl, thank you so much for joining me this week. Thank you all at home for listening to us once again. Welcome back to season two. If you thought Wrexham was exciting, you've heard nothing yet. You've got the Relegators podcast season two. We're gonna put Wrexham to in a dirt nap. We're gonna crush them. So,
Yeah.
thank you all for joining us. Man, say bye, Carl.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds, Rob McElhenney, Always Sunny. You've got nothing on the relegator.
Everybody have a great week. We'll see you again.
See you.